அது விழா அவர் கிருஷ்ணா something unique.
Every leela of Lord Krishna is something unique.
Even he has similar pastimes.
Even he has similar pastimes.
There are always some details which are different.
There are always some details which are different. So in the case of Hiranyakashipu,
in Bhagavatam, it mentions how he did the tapasya to please Brahma.
In Bhagavatam, it mentions how he did tapasya to please Brahma.
That he came out of a pillar.
He came out of a pillar.
To show that he was everywhere.
To show that he was everywhere.
But in the Padma Purana, it tells about a different day of Brahma. And there, Hiranyakashipu worshipped Lord Shiva. And he got similar benediction. And similar powers. But out there, he requested the Lord, okay, if you don't accept me as God.
But there, he requested Prahlad, okay, if you don't accept me as God.
At least accept Lord Shiva. Prahlad, nothing doing, only Vishnu.
Vishnu is the Supreme.
He is the source of power of Brahma, Shiva, you, everybody.
He's the source of power for Brahma, Shiva, you, everybody.
So there are different pastimes.
And
each one has got some unique difference. Similarly, if we are part of the Leela of Lord Chaitanya, of Lord Krishna. Then we will have some particular part to play. And the pastime may be slightly different. But the personalities are the same. I mean, Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita.
Gadadhar.
Shivas.
So we would be in the Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
And how much great opportunity we have. Now to serve Srila Prabhupada. And be part of the extended pastime of Lord Chaitanya. On this Narasimha Dev, in the previous pastime. One pastime, Prahlad was attacked by all kinds of weather.
Weapons.
Spears, swords.
Arrows.
Tridents.
Tridents.
All kinds of weapons.
All kinds of weapons.
As soon as the weapon would touch him, they would turn into blue lotus. So he was covered with blue lotus.
Arriba!
So that was one pastime. Another pastime, Hiranyakashipu constructed a large, a super large auditorium.
In one pastime, Hiranyakashipu constructed a super large auditorium.
I mean, 50 kilometers by 100 kilometers.
50 kilometers by 100 kilometers.
And on one side, he had a huge throne.
On one side, he had a huge throne.
He would worship him.
And people would worship him.
Hiranyakashipu ki. Where am I? And those who were inside that auditorium. They would not feel the hunger.
Pain.
All bliss. Of material happiness. And people would have plenty to eat.
They would do Hiranyakashipu Kirtan.
Hiranyakashipu, I love you. And then Hiranyakashipu, he told Prahlad.
Hiranyakashipu told Prahlad.
All right, I give you till sunset till 6 o'clock.
All right, I'll give you till sunset, till 6 o'clock.
If your God doesn't show up, I'll kill myself.
I will kill myself.
I will kill you.
I'll kill you and myself. I will kill you myself.
He didn't talk about killing himself. And just before 6, Narasimhadev, he came in the surrounding city.
At about 6 o'clock, Nrisimhadev came in the surrounding city.
And he was walking over the street. And people looked. What's this?
What's this?
They ran and hid. Then Narasimhadev entered auditorium.
Then Lord Nrisimhadev entered the auditorium. He took a big form.
And he was flying. And he was visible by Hiranyakashipu.
He was visible by Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu, what is this?
And Hiranyakashipu said, what is this?
Not a man, not an animal.
Not a man, not an animal.
Anyway, no beast allowed here.
Anyway, no beasts are allowed here.
So now the air force, go there, down, get down, no beasts allowed.
He sent the air force to go there and tell him to get down.
Get out.
Get out.
And if he doesn't get out, shoot him down.
Shoot him down. If he doesn't get out, shoot him down.
So the Air Force went.
The Air Force went.
They told Narasimhadev to get out.
They told Narasimhadev to get out.
And he laughed.
He laughed.
Ha 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 ha! Usually we all laugh together.
Usually we all laugh together.
We can't get evil, that's who they are. We have laughed. Ha 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 ha! So then, I started to shoot myself on him.
Then they started to shoot missiles at him.
I saw him. His whiskers on his face.
Narasimhadev's whiskers on his face.
And his hair.
And his hair.
Came out. And as soon as I touched the flames.
As soon as it touched the planes,
They were fried. And came down as ashes. And then Hiranyakashipu started to send his ballistic missiles.
Then Hiranyakashipu started to send his ballistic missiles.
And they would catch.
Narasimhadev would catch them.
Look. Throw them down.
And throw them down.
They burst on the ground. They would burst on the ground.
They would burst on the ground.
Like this, all his air force, all his missiles were used up.
Like this, all of his air force, all of his missiles were used up.
Then finally, Hiranyakashipu, he came out to fight Narasimhadev.
Then finally, Hiranyakashipu, he came out to fight Narasimhadev.
And they were fighting in the air.
They were fighting in the air.
And that was a whole spectacle.
There was a whole spectacle.
How did Russian and Tiger Narasimhadev and Rani Hazelo rush in? He tried to get Narasimhadev.
Hiranyakashipu would rush in to try to get Narasimhadev.
But Narasimhadev simply pushed him out.
Narasimhadev simply pushed him out.
So that, just at sunset.
Just at sunset.
Narasimhadev sat on a large throne of Hiranyakashipu.
Narasimhadev sat on the large throne of Hiranyakashipu.
He picked up Hiranyakashipu.
He picked up Hiranyakashipu.
But weeny little bug.
Was like a weeny little bug.
Wiggling
little bug.
But put on his lap.
And put him on his lap.
Finished. Masaliki. Nara Harinam Kirtan Ki. So we know that in Vrindavan.
We know that in Vrindavan.
Vrindadevi Tulsi.
Vrindadevi Tulsi.
She is in charge of the pastimes of Lord Krishna.
She is in charge of the pastimes of Lord Krishna.
When a some demon will come.
When some demon will come.
Or some angry person.
Or some angry person.
She controls, spices up the lilas.
She controls, spices up the lilas.
So, Krishna, he has nothing to gain.
Krishna, he has nothing to gain.
So he enjoys transcendental pastimes.
So he enjoys transcendental pastimes.
And the highest blessing of life.
The highest blessing of life.
Is to be part of those pastimes.
Is to be part of those pastimes.
When I have unlimited spiritual bliss.
And have unlimited spiritual bliss.
When Krishna sees you're happy, he's happy.
When Krishna sees you're happy, he is happy.
When you see he's happy, you're happier.
And when you see he is happy, you are happier.
This is because we are part of Krishna.
This is because we are part of Krishna.
We want that kind of relationship, but it doesn't exist in this material world.
We want that kind of relationship, but it does not exist in this material world.
But it exists between us and Lord Krishna.
But it exists between us and Lord Krishna.
So, he comes as Narasimhadev.
So he comes as Narasimhadev.
On this auspicious titi.
On this auspicious titi.
For reading how one can get so many benedictions.
We're reading how one can get so many benedictions.
From Lord Narasimhadev.
From Lord Narasimhadev.
In the Sanatana Goswami's what's that called? Hari Bhakti Vilas.
In Sanatana Goswami's Hari Bhakti Vilas,
there's a whole section dedicated to the Narasimha Chaturdasi.
There is a whole section dedicated to the Narasimha Chaturdasi.
So, this day on the end of the Vaishnava month,
This day, on the end of the Vaishak month,
the Madhusudan month, has so many benedictions. It says in the Shastra that
It says in the Shastra that
there was a boy
who was attached to a prostitute.
And he went to the house of the prostitute.
He went to the house of the prostitute
regularly. One day he went. And they had a fight.
Argument.
And the whole night he was arguing.
And the whole day, the whole night he was arguing.
And that day happened to be Narasimha Chaturdasi.
That day happened to be Narasimha Chaturdasi.
So unaware. He observed the total fast.
He observed the total fast
on Narasimha Chaturdasi. And then until he was out the whole night, he was awake. The whole night.
The whole day, night.
Arguing. But somehow he passed it, and he observed himself.
Somehow he passed it, and he observed the vigil.
And then the next morning. He woke up. He had something to eat.
Arun.
So because of that. He got extreme blessings. And he was able to be part of the Lord's pastimes. So what to speak of the devotees who consciously try to engage in devotional service. On this holy day. So we want to wish all of you all the success. To be Krishna conscious and achieve the goal of the night. In the this Hiranyakashipu, he taught a big lesson.
Hiranyakashipu taught a big lesson
to all the residents of the celestial planets. Because they were helpless before him. And they all had to surrender and pray for the help of Lord Vishnu. Sometimes these angels or devas, they forget that their powers come from the Supreme Lord. And we got a wake-up call. There's some big demon like Hiranyakashipu.
And they get a wake-up call from some big demon like Hiranyakashipu.
Or Ravana. That we have to surrender to Vishnu. So on this day, to remember how Krishna promises that he will always protect his devotee. And how Prahlad, who was a preacher, he was protected by Lord
And how Prahlad, who was a preacher, he was protected by Lord Krishna.
So we should also carelessly propagate the message of Lord Chaitanya.
So we should also fearlessly propagate the message of Lord Chaitanya.
We can be assured that Krishna will protect us.
We can be reassured that Krishna will protect us.
He comes as Narasimhadev.
He comes as Narasimhadev.
And he protects his devotee.
And he protects his devotee.
I know. Are there any questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
So, if somebody is fasting, like Prahlad Maharaj previously, like he was, so if somebody is breaking fast with water or somebody eating prasadam, so what will the result will be for them? What result will they get? Like Prahlad Maharaj was fasting totally fast, day and night. So what will be, if somebody cannot bodily or somebody, some circumstance?
You see, ladies who are pregnant or nursing.
Ladies who are pregnant or nursing.
They don't have to fast.
They don't have to fast.
If someone has some medical condition.
If someone has some medical condition.
Where the doctor says they have to eat.
Where the doctor says they have to eat.
Then they can eat something.
They can eat something.
Generally, Prabhupada said if someone was cooking or something and he got dizzy.
Generally, Prabhupada said if someone was cooking or something and he got dizzy.
They could take fruit.
They could take fruit.
So we're not fanatic.
We are not fanatic.
But in general, if we can.
But in general, if we can.
Try to fast. If you accidentally eat. You should pray to Krishna. That it was a mistake.
It was a mistake.
And you should observe fast the rest of the time.
And you should observe a fast for the rest of the time.
In the codicy.
On a codicy.
If we break. I personally heard Prabhupada say.
We
should observe fearlessly.
We should observe on the Trayodasi.
But some devotees heard.
Dwadasi.
Anyway, you make it up someday later. Okay.
Time for Narasimha Arati.
Haribo.
Jaya Nisinha Dev, Jaya Nisinha Dev. Nisinghadev, Jaya Nisinghadev.